We begin today's reading with the death of Jacob. Due to Joseph's favor with Pharaoh, his father Jacob is embalmed in the Egyptian traditions and given the funeral fanfare of a king. All of Pharaoh's court and dignitaries accompany Jacob's family from Egypt to his homeland in Canaan to bury him with his forefathers. Once the family returns from the funeral, the brothers start convincing themselves that Joseph still has a grudge against them. They haven't truly forgiven themselves for what they did to Joseph, so they think he's out to get them now that their father is dead. They send word to Joseph, saying their dad told him to forgive them all. When Joseph hears this, it breaks his heart, and he weeps. Have you ever forgiven someone only to sense they haven't forgiven themselves? Maybe they act differently around you now. Maybe they avoid you. It's an awful position to be in because it means you haven't truly been heard or understood. If the brothers really believed Joseph, they would have never sent forth those instructions on forgiveness. The brothers come and throw themselves down before Joseph, again the image of the prophetic dream on repeat. They go so far as to say, "We're your slaves." What a change of heart from guys that actually made him a slave in the past. Let's learn from Joseph by how he handles such a delicate situation. He points them to God. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me. God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. Verses 19 through 21. Joseph spoke the truth in love. Yes, he understood that they intended to kill him, but God gave him a greater perspective. Joseph could now see the big picture. God took that awful act and used it for his good. In the middle of your wait, you may only be seeing one small puzzle piece of a much greater puzzle. Your puzzle piece or situation may literally make you feel puzzled, wondering how this will ever fit or be fixed. But if you step back, take your hands off, and trust God with your situation, He will bring good out of the darkest problems. Questions. Do you identify with the brothers being fearful of Joseph's intentions? What did you learn from Joseph's perspective on the harm intended for him? Do you feel like God can bring something good out of your situation?